This year's outlook is favorable for soybeans. Growers from Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi gathered in Oak Grove, Louisiana for the Tri-State Soybean Forum. LSU Ag Center soybean specialist Ronnie Levy.
But we have a lot of new varieties with good high yielding potential. So hopefully we'll see a very positive and productive 2012 for soybeans.
Cost of fuel and fertilizer are higher this year, making it more expensive to grow soybeans. But Levy said prices farmers can get for their beans remain strong.
There is a potential for an upswing in prices as well. So if that does take place, then hopefully they'll offset those increases in production cost.
Farmers attending the meeting learned of the United Soybean Board's goal of increasing yields by 35% by the year 2030. Jimmy Sneed, a director with the United Soybean Board, said genetic research funded by the board will help identify yield factors.
Yields have been increasing about a third of a bushel a year. It's been a steady trend increase, but it's not enough to meet the growing demand.
Sneed says the board has identified animal agriculture as a priority issue for soybean growers, saying that the welfare of that industry is vitally important to soybean producers because much of the soybeans grown in the tri-state area end up as animal feed.
98% of the meal goes through poultry or livestock. So in essence, we're not just producing soybeans, we're producing meat.
Sneed encouraged growers to know where their soybeans are going and to understand their customers. By developing the best product to meet their customers' needs, Sneed said farmers can remain competitive in today's market. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.